So, dear colleagues, it's my great pleasure as a vice president of LIBER to address you today with this presentation about LIBER's strategy supporting the roles of libraries in the open science environment. Indeed, at LIBER Board, we are currently in the process of formulation of the new LIBER strategy 2018-2022. So today I would like to give you some insights about the following topics. First, what is LIBER and the current LIBER strategy 13-17, the process and current state of the work of the new LIBER strategy, who will cover 2018 to 2022, the results so far, and end up with an input about what we see so far regarding the changing role of research libraries. So first, what is LIBER? We have plenty of Hungarian members, so some of you may already know LIBER. Ligue des Bibliothèques Européennes de Recherche was founded in 1971. Since then, the association is now a foundation or stichting under Dutch law, has grown steadily and includes more than 400 national university libraries, other libraries from over 40 countries in Europe. We work together to represent the interests of European research libraries, their university and their researcher. For example, we lobby policymakers on issues such as copyright and open access. We collaborate with our member libraries on European-funded projects. You will hear later today Melanie Imming from the LIBER project. And we meet, we learn from each other, we share, we reflect through events such as our LIBER annual conference. So let's begin. And we don't begin with nothing, as LIBER has already a strategy. For one remaining year, we base our work on the current LIBER strategy 2013-2017. This strategy was quite revolutionary due to the hard work of Dr. Paul Ehres, say, who then was LIBER president, and Paul has spared no effort on us. It was a time of great discussions about how to structure also the LIBER board. And LIBER completely changed its structure from a former structure including lots of working groups and steering committees. We switched to a structure with only 3 steering committees and really focused on digital collection. This was a real issue. I remember the hard discussions about that. So the current LIBER strategy consists of 3 strategic directions. First, enable open science. Second, lead in changing scholarship. And the third, shape innovative research. As said, we completely restructured the LIBER board to fit with this ambitious strategy in 2013. On the LIBER board, now we have these 3 steering committees in charge of the follow-up. The Scholarly Communication and Research Infrastructure Committee is in charge of strategic priority number 1, enable open science. So what do we do through this committee? They provide workshops. They provided also a workshop at this LIBER annual conference. On LIBER website, you will find their recommendation, for example, for research data management. I must say, personally, it's perhaps one of the things I use most from LIBER are the statements and the recommendations, because honestly, I don't have the time always to write them on my own on very complex themes like research data management for my university. So it's very useful to have these statements, or you can just download it and use it or change it, or go to your university and say, oh, that's the LIBER statement. They also worked with the EU project FOSTER to provide online training modules for libraries. So far, the course Science at the Core of Libraries is now available online as a result. Another action was to collect and create tools for research data management support services. This action is still ongoing. And then to provide best practices in the use of metrics also. The committee has also liaised with relevant associations and initiatives like COAR or RL. The second steering committee on LibreBoard, the Reshaping the Research Library Committee, is in charge of this strategic priority number 2, lead in changing scholarship. Research libraries are operating in an area of unprecedented change and opportunity. In this field, we offer support in leadership development, but at management level in libraries through our Liber Leadership Seminar. This program is to be renewed in 2017, and you may have been aware, for the Liber member especially, that you can currently candidate for this program. Further, we help senior librarians, this is mainly due for the directors, to address major challenges in our rapidly changing environment through the Liber Journée program, also a program to be renewed in 2017. Further, we empower Liber members to develop and provide access to digital collections through annual workshops and joint events on digital collections. And we enable our members to get involved in EU projects related to digital collections. We support best practices and networking through workshops and joint events with these projects, and we do also provide toolkits that are available on the Liber website. The third strategic direction, Shape Innovative Research, is taken care of by the Advocacy and Communication Steering Committee. They develop and promote positions and topics on topics that are relevant to research libraries and provide members with tools to engage stakeholders on these issues. A first topic of interest for this steering committee is to increase uptake of TDM, text and data mining, in Liber institutions. We advocated for policies and practices to support text and data mining. They will provide fact sheets on this topic. I use it, so it's available. It should be a new one should be available in a few days on the Liber website. We also increase awareness of text and data mining through the future TDM project and organize knowledge cafes. This steering committee is also supporting the implementation of open access, what we did by establishing an open access working group. We will publish key messages on open access at the end of this year and hold a webinar on open access implementation in June 2017. Finally, this steering committee also engages in the shaping of EU copyright reform through its copyright working group. There are also statements that may be very useful if you have to present this kind of issues to your university. Alas, every strategy comes to an end, and so will the current Liber strategy next year. That's why we are now working on a new Liber strategy 2018 to 2022. As you may see, that's quite a process. We began as the green one is things that we have done, the blue still things to come. We began last year by a discussion on the Liber board. First, we wanted to know what the researchers want and how their needs will evolve in the years to come. Then we wanted to know also what the stakeholders want. And we decided to gather their feedback through interviews. Another point is to know how the broader context will evolve in the years to come. to better know this question, a pest analysis was done. Pest for looks like illness, but it's politics, economy, society, and technology. We did this analysis, and with this input, we worded a proposal for the strategic directions. This was presented at the last LIBE conference in Helsinki during the Strategy Café. I hope some of you have participated in this café. Members were able to give feedback, to prioritize, etc., etc. We also had a panel discussion with representatives of research library associations. And finally, LIBE members could vote in a stoplight vote during the General Assembly of the members. More input could be given by LIBE members through LIBE website until the end of August, and that's where we are now, at the beginning of September. The results of the whole process will be presented to LIBE members during the LIBE conference in 2017 in Patras, and the new strategy will go live in January 2018. Maybe you did participate. This was the Strategy Café during the last conference in Helsinki. By the way, that's Mattis van Ottegem, who you can see here, and he is the head of our new open access working group. So let's have a first look into the results of the process so far. First, results of the pest analysis, politics, economics, society and technology. On the side of the politics, it was said that there is collaboration between libraries, yes, while universities compete. It was also confirmed that open science is increasingly embraced by research funders, universities and by the EU. And that there is a real recognition of the role libraries do take in programs such as Digital Agenda for Europe. That being, as research libraries, we should push for libraries to collaborate more. As open science is really moving forward and open access seems unstoppable, and open research data transits from the question of awareness of this question to action. But it will be a challenge to live up to this role. On the economic side, it was said that there is pressure on library budgets as a result of economic crisis. But presently, there is still funding available at European level, especially under Horizon 2020. Regarding LIBE, the financial situation of LIBE is good and stable. But yes, pressure on budgets will continue. There will be an increased need for efficiency and resource sharing, but also to find new funding resources such as project subsidies or public-private partnerships. And European funding could decrease after 2020. Regarding evolution of society, it was said that libraries are, we really are nodes in the network of resources as a result of how users access information. But changing user needs makes changes in library service necessary. And the needs for research data storage and sharing will increase as a result of data-driven science. And as a result, libraries will be in growing need to collaborate with each other and with other stakeholders. And library services will need to change. For example, to offer research data management services. And library skill profile will therefore change too. More diverse skills will be needed. And as open research data transits from awareness to action, there will be a pressure to provide more cost-effective solutions. Last but not least, on the technology side, a migration to the cloud is currently happening. And that goes along with aggregation of content, for example, Europeana. For research libraries, this means that multi-tenant cloud library management systems are needed to enable collaboration between libraries without formal collaboration structures. That we must follow closely the European Open Science Cloud for Research initiative. That business models for aggregation is needed as funds dry up. There is also an increased need for identifiers like ORCID or ISNI, etc., and an increasing number of tools for researchers to discover, analyze, write, publish, and archive data and publications. As said, as a second input, we did interviews with researchers. I just had the pleasure to meet one during the lunch. What did they tell us? First, that libraries should be more involved in the research creation process, such as supporting data management plans, etc., etc. In other words, provide broader service to the researchers. And obviously, we are not visible enough. They told us that libraries should make themselves more visible and be more proud of themselves. Libraries should build on the very good reputation they have. Researchers are very keen on open access. For them, it is the best social, legal, and economic structure for scholarly communication. The more we support open access, the better. For them, libraries are well positioned to take up a role in the development of open science infrastructure in the various disciplines. But they also admitted that often, libraries are insufficiently equipped, especially because of the lack of adequate skills among library staff members. Training and retraining is needed in order to adapt to the new system by focusing on these people, both researchers and library staff, it's on both sides, that are entering the system, so that they have the skills and the knowledge to really embody this openness. Okay, so far for the feedback of the researchers. We then went further and wanted to have some feedback from the stakeholders. We asked EUA, CORA, Eurocris, ELEA, ERMA, RL for their input. Their overall takeaway message is the following. Support the researcher by clarifying what open access publications and research data management means. This should be part of their education. The stakeholders understand that it is always difficult to change roles. They observed that research libraries were in the recent past somewhat defensive with regard to their old roles. But for them, research libraries will have a central role in the new open access scholarly communication system and probably a much larger one. However, this role cannot and should not be measured in terms only of money, as it is possible that the library budgets will be diminished in the new system. The importance of digital information skills was emphasized. Digital literacy is key for library staff members and for the researchers. The stakeholders also pointed out that there is a strong issue about business models. We had heard that also this morning. Some of them see parallels between Sci-Hub now and Napster in the music industry. In recent years, Napster preceded a total revolution in the music industry that is now embodied by Spotify. Therefore, libraries and publishers should consider a revision of their existing business models. And some of them said that we should pay attention also to the debate on knowledge commons, as there are clear oligopolistic developments regarding new tools and platforms for the researchers, for example, Google Scholar or ResearchGate. Here they think that research libraries have to play a watchdog function. To finish, some stakeholders would like to cooperate with Liber regarding the metrics question. With these inputs, we went further and tried to formulate a vision statement for the new Liber strategy 2018-2022. And we ended up so far with the following vision statement. In 2022, open access is the predominant form of publishing. Research data is findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. Say fair. Digital skills underpin a more open and transparent research lifecycle. Research infrastructure is participatory, tailored and scaled to the needs of the diverse disciplines. Cultural heritage of tomorrow is distilled from today's digital information. This vision statement led us to the following three strategic directions for 2018 to 2022. Libraries as platform for innovative publishing, libraries as a hub for digital skills and services, and libraries partnering in research infrastructure. As we can see, such a vision and such strategic direction mean that there will be a change in the role of research libraries. How does this changing roles look like? The strategic direction, libraries as platform for innovative publishing, means that research libraries develop innovative service on top of the repository networks. Or some research libraries will develop a role in open access business models for journals, or become open access publishers themselves, of course. Research libraries will embrace research data management and implement service regarding fair research data, such as support for data management during research projects, and support for data archives or data repositories to store and publish research data sets and linking data to publications. Regarding innovative metrics, research libraries will develop in collaboration with other stakeholders innovative metrics meant to monitor and evaluate research. And research libraries will also take a role in the development of innovative peer review. As every publication must to be reviewed, and the peer review is really also a great problem. Libraries as a hub for digital skills and services supposes changing roles as we will diversify digital skills of library staff members. For example, research libraries will also do a lot of change management. This theme might be incorporated in the Liber leadership program. Our service development philosophy will also change. Research library will embrace philosophy based on co-design and user-centered design. Research libraries will also influence copyright and legal matters at the policy level and provide advice and guidance for researchers. And we will support the uptake of text and data mining. And position ourselves as a hub for digital humanities and digital cultural heritage. In the digital environment, the norms and standards regarding ethical behavior are changing and adapting to technological possibilities. Libraries will engage in and advocate for developing information ethics in the interest of the research community. Finally, the third strategic direction, libraries partnering in research infrastructure, we will address the changing role in technical aspect. Research libraries will cooperate in the creation and development of interoperable and scalable infrastructure and services that support sustainable knowledge. We will move to shared services and cloud services that need a solid foundation regarding funding, but also governance, trust, and an evolving technical and social infrastructure. Open Science Cloud is an example. Another example are shared services with regard to long-term preservation. Research libraries will be a player in the semantic interoperability. Open, linked data, and big data. We are experts in metadata and ontology and will take a leadership role and engage to ensure interoperability and accessibility to content. We also need to go into data stewardship, the development of criteria and guidelines regarding data stewardship and data curation. But requirements will not be the same for all disciplines. That's why research libraries will engage in disciplinary partnerships. Well, as you see, there is plenty of work to be done and lots of challenges and opportunities in the air for research libraries. And we at Liber will be there to help you as research libraries to meet these challenges and to take up these opportunities also for the best of our communities. Thank you for your attention.